When you think and live as a world Christian, you partner with Jesus in expanding his liberating kingdom in the hearts of all people. His equitable rule blesses individuals and people groups with peace and justice, according to Isaiah 2:2-4. You bring the gospel to your neighbor who doesn't know Jesus, as well as to people you may never meet across cultural and national borders. Therefore, as his ambassador, pray, give, and go. Live as a world Christian. Pray. Some of the greatest impact you can have on all people coming to know Jesus is to pray for them and lead other Christians to pray. Your prayers release God's power wherever God can go, which is everywhere, and whatever he can do, which is anything. You can change a nation or one heart from your living room. Prayer is the one action on which all other mission endeavors depend. Prayer is love at war. It penetrates two barriers, unbelieving hearts of those far from God and the powers of Satan seeking to keep them in darkness. In Romans 10:14-15, Paul asks a series of questions. How would you answer these questions? How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? Live as a world Christian. Give. When you give your resources to send people to those who have not heard the gospel, you partner with them. You gain a share in the reward Jesus will give them in heaven. You actually invest in your eternal inheritance. Give what you can. Even a little makes a difference. Give consistently and faithfully. Missionaries depend on your finances just as you depend on your employer paying you each pay period. Live simply so you can give sacrificially. And live as a world Christian and go. Isaiah 66:19 says, I will set a sign among them, and I will send some to the nations that have not heard of my fame or seen my glory. They will proclaim my glory among the nations. You can go to meet international students. By assisting and befriending an international student, you can create a more accurate impression of Christians and our God. They will be more apt to influence their nation positively toward Christianity. If they become Christians, you will have introduced the gospel message into their cultural circle of influence. You can go on a short-term mission outreach. Once you see the sights and meet the people of another nation, the way you view your own life and culture will never be the same. God will open your eyes to his heart for all people. And finally, God may be calling you to go to another nation as a career missionary. Prepare yourself now by spending time with international students and learn to think through another culture's paradigm. 1 John 2:2 says, Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. How will the whole world know that the way has been paid to have their sins forgiven? Be a world Christian. Pray, give, and go.